there was somebody that mixed the, someone mixed the mixture himself. He cried open the bullet, he poured it in a certain amount of gunpowder, and then he closed it, tapped it in, and gave it to you. So you're the one that chooses where to aim the gun. You're the one that chooses to pull the trigger. But the destructive force of the bullet has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. Mamish nothing. Once the bullet leaves the chamber, your choices are over. So that's what the Moshe Chaim Luzzatto is saying. The people make a bechira. They either make a bechira in one of three areas. One is Ratzon Hashem, and that makes the world a better place. And the other one is anti-Ratzon Hashem. That causes destruction in the world. And one is called Rishus. It's like Parv. It's Parv. It's not a meat. It's not cheese. It's an egg. An egg. An egg is not milk eggs. An egg is not flight chicks. It's an egg. And Yeni Rishus. And Yeni Rishus could be used one way or another. Sometimes Yeni Rishus could be good. Sometimes Yeni Rishus could be bad. If you take an egg and you make chopped liver with it, it's good. If you take an egg and you stuff it down someone's throat and he chokes on it, it's bad. And Yeni Rishus is neither good nor bad. It really depends what you do with it. But once someone does something good, or once someone does something bad, the effect that it has on creation is determined by God, not by the person himself. Or let's say that when a guy does an avera that causes a mudslide in India. Once a guy does something bad, that mudslide is going to happen, and there's nothing that can be done to prevent it. And once the evil act is done, so then it's going to have the force of traveling 5 kilometers, and there's nothing that can be done to prevent it. So there's three areas. There's one area where you have choice. There's a zone. There's a set of choices that we can. That's not fixed. We determine what it's going to be. Then there's the reaction. The consequence of our action, that once the process is set in motion, it's also fixed. And there's certain things in this world that Hashem does not give us a choice. Hashem doesn't give us a choice to stop the sun from shining, and to when you drop something, it should go up. You know, rocks go down, helium goes out, that is fixed. Right, so at least we have the boundaries. That's what we've been talking about till now. Let's move on. Everything in life, we're starting something new. Everything in life has to have a root. There's no such thing as a rootless tree. Anything that grows, anything that produces, anything that's alive has a root. And we see this in the physical world. On a very, 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 very superficial, basic level, anything we see has a root. Hair follicles have roots. Trees have roots. Sure, the mother is a root. The mother is the root of the child. People have roots. Children have roots. Animals have roots. Yes. The root is the mother. The plant is seed. What? Could what? To who?
To both. What?
To what?
Although there's no such thing as inheritance by like an animal or something like that, there's no such thing as descendants.
No, there is, but every animal comes from a mother animal. The seed that's planted in the mother animal, the baby animal grows out of it. Everything has roots. And that's the things that we see. Now, the things that we don't see, rocks, those have roots. We just don't see the roots. So there's some things that we see the roots, and there's some things we don't see the roots. Everything has to have roots. We don't see the root. Yeah, of course. So something that created that rock.
Or it was a part of something bigger.
But there's a root for that bigger thing. Everything has a, everything in creation has to have come from somewhere, and it drew its nourishment from somewhere, and it grew from somewhere, and it was developed from somewhere until it attained a final form. He's talking about now the let's start talking about the root of good things. The root of good things is easier to understand. Hashem wants us to have apples. Because apples are good for us. Apples give us enjoyment. We enjoy apples. Hashem wants us to enjoy ourselves. Apples nourish us. Hashem wants us to be nourished. Because He wants us to live, and He wants us to live b'simcha. Hashem wants us to exist. He wants us to have a life. He wants us to enjoy life. So Hashem makes apples. So you can understand.